Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Most abortions banned in Arizona.
This is a very extreme decision.
School shooters' parents sentenced.
10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
New EPA rule aims for cleaner air.
The new rules will cut emissions from certain chemicals by nearly 80%.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A near-total abortion ban is issued by the Arizona Supreme Court. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
A conservative state Supreme Court has revived an Arizona pre-statehood territorial law that forbids abortion except to save the life of the mother, while punishing medical providers with a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years. Governor Katie Hobbs.
It is a dark day in Arizona. The Arizona Supreme Court issued its opinion upholding one of the most extreme abortion bans in the country.
Hobbs says the ruling, which cannot be enforced for 14 days, must be repealed. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Jake Warner with the anti-abortion rights group Alliance Defending Freedom.
It's always the best decision to protect life as much as possible.
Jennifer and James Crumbly are each sentenced to at least 10 years in prison in connection with the deadly 2021 Oxford, Michigan high school shooting carried out by their son. This relative of one of the four victims saying,
I'm hoping it sends a very clear message to everyone that it's time to wake up and take responsibility.
The Crumblys were found guilty of not locking up a gun and ignoring their son's mental health. Maryland's governor and the state's congressional delegation meet with White House officials to discuss an emergency aid package to support the response to the Key Bridge collapse. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
They also made clear, members from both parties, that whenever they get to this legislation to produce emergency aid for Baltimore, that they're going to ensure that any company found liable for this crash and this disaster will help reimburse taxpayers for whatever it costs.
Texas is hit by severe storms, which have knocked out power to more than 37,000 customers, according to PowerOutage.us. Family members of hostages held by Hamas meet with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and push for a deal to release their loved ones. Jonathan Dekel Chen's son, Soggy, is an American taken hostage.
There is a deal on the table right now that all of the parties agree to and are willing to work with. We are waiting now, and the world waits for Hamas to get to yes.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with the British Foreign Secretary to talk about the wars in Ukraine and Gaza on Ukraine.
We also talked about the imperative of getting assistance to Ukraine now in terms of additional munitions.
Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The EPA announces a new rule that impacts the air we breathe. The latest from CBS's Tracy Wolf.
The rule will help limit the exposure to cancer-causing air emissions, especially for fence-line communities. Many of these plants produce hazardous chemicals used to make plastics, paints, synthetic fabrics, pesticides, and vinyl flooring. The new rules will cut emissions from certain chemicals by nearly 80% and reduce the number of people who have elevated toxic air-related cancer risk by 96%.
The European Court of Human Rights rules Switzerland must protect citizens from the effects of climate change. The court sided with a group of 2,000 Swiss women against their government. Portuguese climate activist Catarina Mota says she wants to see this win used across Europe.
All governments in Europe must act on this ruling immediately. And now we need people all around Europe to come together to make sure their countries do this.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A new report from the CDC shows 1 in 4 women ages 50 to 74 are not up to date with their mammograms. CBS's Michael George.
Those reasons include the cost for access to care, lack of transportation, food insecurity, loss of work, and feeling socially isolated. The report found the more of those health-related social needs a woman is dealing with, the less likely she is to get a mammogram. CDC Chief Medical Officer Dr. Deborah Howery says these barriers need to be removed.
This is concerning because we know that about 40,000 women die a year from breast cancer, and having these screening mammograms can save lives.
While death rates from breast cancer have decreased, they remain high for Black women and women with low incomes. Federal health officials are encouraging all women not to delay their mammogram. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
The NCAA Women's Basketball Championship outdraws the men on TV for the first time. Time of the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Video released today shows Chicago police fired nearly 100 shots over 41 seconds during a fatal traffic stop last month. Dexter Reed was pulled over for allegedly not wearing a seatbelt. Investigators say preliminary evidence showed Reed fired first, injuring an officer. You may be shelling out money for subscriptions about which you've long forgotten.
A new survey from CNET finds that the average American spends $91 per month on subscriptions, and almost half of them are from free trials that we forgot to cancel. The majority of subscriptions are streaming services, followed by shopping sites like Amazon. The rest of the list is made up of things like gym memberships, groceries, and in-app purchases. 12% of people in the survey say that they really can't afford their subscriptions, but they pay for them anyway. Jen Clark, CBS News.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.